my mom being progressive but proper. It's a weird mix. Like, I always felt like I could tell her everything, but, like, here's an example. Okay, one time I was with someone that wanted me to hit them in the face sexually, all right? Now, I'm the hitter. I have to seem confident in the request. I have to be like, hit you in the face? Of course. That's what I do. Huh. Boom. But I wasn't confident. I was nervous. So I left the situation and I called my mom. Like a boss. But I was like, Mom, this girl wants me to hit her in the face. My mom goes, oh, on a Tuesday? On a Tuesday at 6 p.m., what will happen on Friday at 10 p.m.? You need to get out of there. I was like, that's some good goddamn advice. That is good. That is good. She was so disturbed. 6 p.m. on Tuesday, no decorum. Where do you meet these women? Huh? She doesn't need to unwind from work. Unbelievable. My parents sent me to a special school for dyslexic kids because I am dyslexic. It'd be weird if they sent me there and I wasn't, you know. Just like, we'll make her valedictorian one way or another. I'm dyslexic and I have ADHD. So growing up, just hyperactively confused. I'd be out on the playground like, Karen and Tom kissing in a tree, KSS72, what's a pickle? What's a pickle? Right when you turned onto the campus, they had a traffic sign that said, slow children. I know, bad placement. And my dad saw it, he's like, they can't have a slow children sign at the entryway for a dyslexic school. The kids are gonna think they're being made fun of. And I was like, oh, Dad, you think we can read the sign? I didn't know what that said. I thought that was the name of the school. I always blame stuff on the dyslexia, too. It's like a defense mechanism. I'm like, I don't know. I don't get it. I'm an idiot. You know, I'm dyslexic. They're like, you're shoplifting right now. I'm like, bah. Do I pay in the store, out of the store? What do I do? I really put my mom through it right after I graduated high school. I really did. I was staying at her place, and I was trying to explore, you know. And I went on a sex toy website, and I hit select all. One of the things. It was so big. It's like you'd have to introduce it to a partner as a joke. You'd have to be like, look at what I got as a joke. Unless you're interested. No, okay, fine. I'm a dyslexic idiot. I don't know. And then my mom came home early, and I hear her see the thing. I just hear, da, 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 what in the And I run in, and my little mom, my little heart, is holding this thing. She's going, what is it? What? She's just swaying with it. It's the same size as her. What is this? But isn't it better she didn't know what it was because I didn't know what it was? So it would have been weird as hell if she was like, oh, the ruiner, very nice. This is a new feature, very nice. But she didn't know what it was. She said, what is this? How does it work? Whew, I was sweating. And then she said, do you wear this or receive this? Woo! I know, I was like, I'm the man one. She said, what does that even mean? I was like, I guess I was gonna wear it. And she goes, and you picked it out? You know, in your situation, whoever receives the thing should be the one picking out and determining the size of it. And then she put it down and walked out, and I was like, how did you just mom that? How did you apply mom logic to a giant sex toy? You want to choke someone? Well, you better moisturize your hands. I don't know what to tell you. Think.
Catch Emma Willman in episode 5 of The Comedy Lineup, only on Netflix.